Welcome back to Once Upon a Slide, the podcast for presenters. Today it's just me, Russell, here again. The team are once again extremely busy, so unable to join in the session. This is quite an interesting one, and I thought you guys might just like to have a little listen and find out a bit more about us as a business, who we are and how we started, and in particular my journey into becoming a presenter and then founding the company The Presenter to offer presentation design and training. So this is actually part of a podcast interview that I was invited to do with a fantastic guy called Sean Weston. I would definitely recommend that you check out his podcast, which is called Media Will Eat Itself. Really, really interesting podcast for anyone interested in all sorts of different media and communications. But this is an interview that he did with me. So we go into a little bit of detail as to how I got started on this journey, what I think companies are missing in their suite of presentation technology and things like that. And it's just a useful little insight into us and who we are. So I hope you enjoy it, and me and the team will be back in the next episode. My name's Russell. I run a humble little design agency called The Presenter. And it's Presenter with a Z.
The Z.
Which will become clear why as we go through this chat.
American audiences with a Z.
With a Z, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I run that business full time. We are basically a graphic design house that focuses on presentation design. And I myself also go out and deliver a lot of presentation training. That's the bit that I really love to do. And the guys that work for me are the ones who, if you go to our website at thepresenter.com, you will see the incredible work that they pull together. So we use things like Prezi, that's why we've got the Z or the Z in our name, PowerPoint, you know, animated videos. Yeah, and we're UK based, but we deal with customers all across the globe. It's been an interesting few years for us as a business.
So businesses, where are they going wrong in their comms then? Is there not, let's go back to that value thing again.
Yeah.
Is there not enough emphasis placed on having a budget for that marketing team in order to make their presentations better?
Yeah, I think it comes down to budget and time. So I know for a fact, because it's marketing people and communications people that we work with most of the time, you know, budget is always an issue for them, of course, as it is for everyone in any department. But even, you know, even the companies that do have budget will never have the time. So for us, like I said, it's great because it keeps us in a job and we're very, very busy. But we're always having to try and, you know, magically, you know, pull out our time machine and get sort of 3 days worth of work done in just one day, which is why we've got quite a big team of designers, because they will collaborate on presentations together so you can get more done.
Often someone's just left to do it on their own.
Yeah, exactly. So if it was left as just someone in the communications team of a business, it would be them probably up until 4 a.m. you know, getting all the slides together, and then probably 10 minutes before the actual presentation the next day, the chief exec or someone involved is going to say, oh, can you just add 20 more slides about, you know, X, Y, Z? So timing is a huge, huge issue. And I think on the budgeting side, it's not so much that you can just throw money at this problem, but I think if marketing and comms teams had more budget to build a bigger suite of presentation tools. So for a long, long time, it's just been about PowerPoint, right? You know, that was the only thing that you could use to build presentations forever. Now we've got Prezi, we've got tools like VideoScribe, Haiku Deck, you know, the list goes on and on and on. But because people don't have time and they don't have budget, they're pretty much left with, oh, what can we do with PowerPoint 2010? Yeah.
Which is a heavy program.
It's a heavy program. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot of great stuff you can do if you've got the time to do it right.
Yeah.
But if you had a bit of extra budget, you could spend that time looking at the latest version of PowerPoint and then maybe buy yourself a few Office 365 licenses
and you get so many new features, or maybe you want to invest in some Prezi training and Prezi licenses and go down that road. Yeah, that was a shameless plug there for me.
It wasn't this. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's those two things really, is, you know, people having the time to not only develop the actual presentations themselves that are needed, but to just develop the suite of tools around how they present as well. It's really important.
Let's switch the focus now to actually you and your business. Okay. And how you actually brand yourself. What's your strategy for branding what you do?
Yeah, interesting. I have to be honest and say I don't think we really have a branding strategy as such. I'm very much of the school of thought, which I think is quite a new school of thought, that if you just give, then it's kind of like, I think Gary Vaynerchuk calls it the thank you economy. You know, if you just think about helping people, then good stuff comes back to you. And certainly in my case, that's always happened. Even when it was just me on my own, I started writing a blog about what I was doing. I wasn't asking for money or advertising space. I just had it in me to help presenters. And now all of a sudden I run a really successful company doing that. So I think it's all come from that. So a branding strategy is to give more and expect less, really.
Well, tell me about those things that you give. What kind of channels?
We have a YouTube channel, which has been really successful for us. Some of our videos on there have had, you know, 100,000 views and things like that. Mm. So we kind of use video because we know that that medium is getting shared an awful lot these days. So we use that a lot. We still write blogs, you know, traditional kind of blog writing. We've actually just updated our blog and we now call it The Voice, and it's much easier for people to find. You know, you can even go all the way back to 2012, some of my very first blogs that I started writing.
The Voice is a nice name as well for what you do,
yeah,
isn't it?
The
whole presentation.
Yeah, The Voice. Yeah. Yeah. And we run a lot of webinars as well.
What's the success of those?
Oh, really successful. Yeah. For us, webinars, I would say, have been the number one success at lead generating and bringing in new business.
Is that because they're more targeted?
Yeah.
You can do it by invite sometime, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas with a Twitter campaign, you really don't know what you're getting. It's harder to establish the metrics, isn't it? And the conversation.
Exactly, yeah. A follow on from the success of the webinars kind of made me think that getting in front of as many people as possible and talking about what we do is the best way to not only help people, which goes back to our kind of ethos really, but it's also a way of lead generating, bringing in new business for us. So an extension of the webinars now, we're actually running workshops across the UK and soon in NYC as well. Watch this space. And those are, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot here, those at the moment have been free to attend. Okay. They might not be for always, you know, for all time as we scale them up a bit more, but those are really just, you know, come along if you're in marketing and comms or sales, and we talk about the latest technology in presentations. We talk about new ways to present, presentation tips and tools. And it's a really great place as well for people to network, and you know, because everyone's in the same profession. So,
well, it's who would normally go to that sort of thing?
For that, we do actually target marketing or communications people. So whether you're management level or just an executive, we want to see you there, because it's going to be your job to make sure that your company's branding is delivered in the right way. And that's, of course, through presentations. And those are the people that we've always worked with the most over the years.
Coming back to the channels that you use for branding, please correct me if I'm wrong, but did you recently start a book or publish your first book?
So I published a book a few years ago, actually.
My research is half right.
Well, I don't know where the time has gone anyway, to be honest. It feels like yesterday. I was invited to, and it's interesting how this came about, actually, but I was invited to write one of the, I don't want to say the very first book, but probably maybe the second book about how to use Prezi for business presentations. And at the time, I was still working full time for someone else as a presenter and a training consultant. So I was, you know, it took me about 10 months to write that book with a publishing company. you know, up till the early hours of the morning, 4 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week. It was
The first episode of this series was about writing your first book.
Yeah.
So it's just really hard, isn't it? But what a catalyst it was for you.
Yes, it was a huge, huge stepping stone for us, or for me personally, you know, in terms of personal branding, because, you know, as soon as that published, my phone didn't stop ringing. And so very quickly, I was able to turn around to my employers. They knew I was writing a book and they knew I was getting busy in other areas without, you know, taking the P in my full-time job.
You can swear on it.
Oh, okay, without taking the piss in my full-time job. So, and before I knew it, I was at the stage where I could easily see that I could earn what I was earning, but with a lot less work, working for myself in something that I was just even more passionate about.
Yeah. So second book?
So the second book, I was asked to write the second edition of that, but I was so, so busy that I just couldn't commit time to it. So what I did do is worked, I was almost like a silent partner with the author that did write the book. So my name is still on the cover.
Oh, you had a ghost.
I had a, yeah, exactly. And I still got commission from the second edition, so it's fantastic.
So I hope you enjoyed that little chat that I had with Sean, and hopefully it's given you a bit more insight as to who I am and who we are as a business. Hopefully you got from that as well the reason that I decided to start The Presenter. It was literally because I wanted to help educate people into being better presenters. That's really what drives us here at The Presenter. It's why we focus so heavily on really innovative tools like Prezi, like video animation. We really encourage people to use all of the new features inside PowerPoint. So anything we can do to really drive that change in the business world is really what we're all about. So hopefully you got that anyway and you found out a few interesting things about myself and our business. I promise you that the entire team will be back on the next episode. I will drag them away from their Macs, I promise, and we'll focus on another really interesting subject that will help you become a better presenter. So thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.